VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Another September 11th in the United States, another day to remember one of the most tragic dates in the nation's history. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
The 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks are being recognized today. On September 11th, 2001, America faced an unprecedented day of terror as 19 al-Qaeda members hijacked four passenger jets, sending two of the planes smashing into New York's World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon, and the fourth plane into a field in western Pennsylvania, resulting in nearly 3,000 deaths. The names of those lost in the 9/11 attacks will be solemnly recited at the World Trade Center in New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington is still buzzing over U.S. President Donald Trump's firing of his controversial National Security Advisor John Bolton. Though there is a dispute about whether Bolton offered to resign, as he insists, or if Mr. Trump simply dismissed him, the fact is the president now has gone through three national security advisors in less than 3 years. He says he'll name a new one next week. The explanation for Bolton's departure from both the president and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is that Bolton's views on world affairs were too often out of line with administration thinking. Such areas were known to include Iran, North Korea, and Afghanistan. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice in arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, later saying the year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. No word on just how the White House will act on the U.S. troop withdrawal that was part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that is almost 18 years old. As for John Bolton, it's anticipated he may have more to say, perhaps much more to say, in the days ahead. From Washington, this is VOA News. On this 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks against the United States, there was an explosion at the American Embassy.